Hello, everybody. I just wanted to let you guys know that this year I'm hoping to do some in-person appearances while we still can, because I think that's very important, especially with all the COVID stuff that's been going on. So the first announcement I have to make is an event I am definitely speaking at that will be on the 27th of this month. That is an event hosted by Shieldings. A lot of people have been a bit confused about this event. It's been marketed a little bit by Academic Agent, but he's not the one who's really organizing it. It's a separate kind of organization who's doing it. And the theme of the event will be where do we go from here? So it's kind of a path to liberty and heritage, it says. It's kind of a how do we move forward, which I do appreciate. Tickets are a little bit expensive. It is a full weekend. You'll see single tickets there are about £300, but that is full accommodation, that's catering. That is an open bar on one of the days. That's going to be messy. So that could be interesting. We've got Academic Agent speaking, Alexander Adams, Aidan Paladin, Nosvovius, who I know and have met a couple times, Poe the Person, Sam Martin. And I'm actually one of the community speakers because I found this out a little bit late, so I didn't go through the normal application process. I actually pitched a speech. And I'm doing an event basically in the vein of the democratization stuff we're doing, but more with a bent towards the British liberal tradition, as in a very British version of, I guess, what would be libertarianism, and how we can move from that towards making progress and organizing without having to, essentially seek permission from our fellow man. But yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm hoping to see people there. It's not really on their website. There has been a little bit of secrecy with the location of the event, but it will be at Warwick University, and that's a little bit difficult to get to on public transport. So do organise accordingly if you're hoping to come. But it should be interesting to see people and go to a bit more of a formal event. It's a 1 hour talk I'll be doing, I think, with a 15-minute Q&A. So that should be pretty good. And that's Shieldings. It's a bit of a funny spelling. It's like an old English word. I think it means king. So yeah, they have social media and all sorts, but you can just book a ticket. That's events.shieldings.com where you can book these tickets. I'm also hoping at some point to start doing kind of my own events or, helping other people do events. I've set up a quick website. Obviously, links to both of these things will be in the description. But we've called it nomos, which is a Greek word, which has it has a couple of meanings. It has a sociological meaning and a Greek meaning, but I'll let you find that out. It's quite difficult to name things, especially with a lot of copyright stuff. So we're hoping this is safe as nomos events. We just had to get a name, get a quick temporary logo together, and we are hoping we're not selling tickets yet because we want to, get our deposits down, get stuff organized, and at the moment we're just gauging interest. But we're hoping to have an event on the 23rd of October in Manchester City Centre, somewhere a northern meetup. And we're hoping to have maybe about 50 to 100 people and have tickets cost around about £30. And that'll be with catering in a function room. It's not going to be much more difficult than organising like a slightly upmarket 21st birthday party. It's just been very difficult, obviously, with the restrictions in place, which I know you guys like to ignore and I like to ignore, but it's difficult to get venues on board with that kind of stuff, unfortunately. So yeah, that's really what's going on this year. We've got the Shieldings event, which I will be speaking at. Look, there's me on the website again. I'll be doing basically an in-person 1 hour democratization talk about the UK. And I'm hoping to start organizing my own little events whenever possible, really, because people seem quite interested in them. So, thank you guys for watching. I hope those of you who are UK-based will be able to maybe come to one of them. I know the Shieldings event in Warwick is a bit high price for some people, but I know a lot of people can't have foreign holidays right now. So it may be a good opportunity to get around like-minded people. But I do want to make some slightly more affordable events because, to be frank, no one really seems to be organizing anything at the moment. I know we're all paranoid about, a like seventh lockdown basically, but we can't really cower in fear. And I think in-person organization and presentation and being able to, face-to-face talk to people, and create, you know, groups of people who you know and you can actually talk to is much more beneficial now that we're having the internet be a lot more locked down as a vector for communication. So again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for all the support. Again, thank you to all the people who've remained as patrons, who've kept watching the streams. There will be a stream tomorrow. We are finally doing World War II. I've just been quite busy with funerals, to be honest with you. I've had quite a bit of a shock in the past couple of weeks with some family stuff. So that's all over with now. But yeah, thank you guys for listening and goodbye.